So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael shenisses l'koyin teichel b'tshuma. Bas Yisrael married to a koyin, me'id tshuma. Meis v'lo ha'menu ben, teichel b'tshuma. If the koyin dies, but she has a son, a koyin, she's still me'id tshuma. Nisses l'levi, teichel b'meiser. If she subsequently marries to a levi, she me'id meiserishin, b'na tshuma. Meis v'lo ha'menu ben, teichel b'meiser. If the levi dies, but she has a son, a levi, she still may eat ma'aserishin. Nisus l'Yisrael, loy teichel, loy b'truma, b'loy b'ma'aser. If she subsequently marries to a Yisrael, she is disqualified from both truma or ma'aserishin. Meis v'lo ha'menu ben, loy teichel, loy b'truma, b'loy b'ma'aser. If the Yisrael dies, but she has a son, a Yisrael, she is still disqualified from both truma or ma'aserishin. Meis b'nami Yisrael, teichel b'ma'aser. If her son, the Yisrael, dies, Chayzeres b'shvil b'nala ma'aser. She reverts to her eligibility for ma'aser rishon through her son, the Levi. Meis b'na mi Levi, teichel b'tshuma. If her son, the Levi, dies, Chayzeres b'shvil b'nala tshuma b'chaz b'shaik. She reverts to her eligibility for tshuma b'chaz b'shaik through her son, the Kayin. Meis b'na mi Kayin, teichel b'tshuma b'le b'ma'aser. If her son, the Kayin, dies, she is disqualified from both tshuma u ma'aser. Bas Kohen Shenisses LiYisrael Loi Teichel B'Truma. A Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael may not eat Truma. Meis V'lo Hamenu Ben Loi Teichel B'Truma. If the Yisrael dies, but she has a son, a Yisrael, she still may not eat Truma. Nisses LaLevi Teichel B'Meiser. If she subsequently marries a Levi, she may eat Meiser Rishon. Meis V'lo Hamenu Ben Teichel B'Meiser. If the Levi dies, but she has a son, a Levi, she still may eat Meiser Rishon. Nisus l'kayin teichel b'truma. If she subsequently marries a kayin, she becomes eligible for truma. Meis v'lo ha'menu ben teichel b'truma. If the kayin dies but she has a son a kayin, she's still eligible for truma. Meis b'na m'kayin lo teichel b'truma. If her son the kayin dies, she is disqualified from truma. Meis b'na m'levi lo teichel b'meiser. If her son the levi dies, she is disqualified from ma'aserishin. Meis b'na m'yisrael chezeres l'veis aviyah. If her son the Yisrael dies, Chayzeres l'veis aviyah, she reverts to her status of bas kohen. However, the Gemara explains that she is only eligible for truma, but not for chaz v'shaik. Bal zu nema v'shavel l'veis aviyah kinereha melechem aviyah teichel, as the pasuk states, a bas kohen returns to her father and eats from her father's bread. The Gemara elaborates, kishi chayzeres, chayzeres l'truma ve'in chayzeres l'chaz v'shaik. A bas kohen who is chayzeres l'veis aviyah is only eligible to eat truma, but remains disqualified to eat the chaz v'shaik. The Gemara cites five possible sources. From the pasuk of Bas Kohen Kisi Le'ishzar, he b'trumas ha'kadoshim lo'yseichel, b'moyer min ha'kadoshim lo'yseichel. A Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael is prohibited to eat the kadoshim that was set aside. This refers to the chaz v'shaik, which is set aside and given to the Kohen. From the pasuk of Bas Kohen Kisi Almanu Grusha v'zera Einla, Mishavel b'saviyo kinereha, Melechem aviyah teichel, a bas kohen married to Yisrael who became either an almana or grusha and has no children, returns to her father's home and eats from her father's food. Melechem aviyah teichel v'loy kol lechem. Prat l'chaz v'shaik, she may eat some of the food, but not all the food. From the word melechem aviyah teichel, lechem v'loy basar. Prat l'chaz v'shaik, she only eats her father's bread, but not meat. From the word melechem aviyah teichel, Lechem hakonei la'aviyah, prat l'chaz v'sheik, she may eat only truma, which belongs to her father, but not chaz v'sheik, which does not belong to her father, to m'shulchan gavaya kazachu. It is an allotment from the shulchan gavaya. From the pasuk v'eschazeh hatznufa v'sheik hatshuma teich lo'ato v'necho v'nesecha itach, the chaz v'sheik are eaten by the kayin and his sons and daughters with him. The word itach teaches bizman she'itach. The kayin's daughters are eligible for chaz v'sheik, only when itcha, when they are unmarried. The Gemara cites the source for Chayzeres b'shvil b'na l'truma, where a Bas Yisrael returns from her second marriage with a Yisrael to her son the Kohen from her first marriage, and that she may again eat truma. In the pasuk uvas Kohen kisiya amana b'grusha v'zera ein la, b'shavel b'saviyah kineroa melech m'viyah teichel, although it speaks of Chayzeres l'v'saviyah, however, kula uvas k'ro yiseiruhu, the added word uvas teaches that a Bas Yisrael whose son is a Kayin is Chayzeres b'shvil b'na. However, there is a difference. Tana kishi Chayzeres l'veis aviyah, Chayzeres l'tshuma, ve'ein Chayzeres l'chaz b'shaik. Kishi chayzeres b'shvil b'na, chayzeres avl chaz b'shoik. Because hasam k'sivim u'ti, hachalei k'sivim u'ti. The limitations were only mentioned regarding chayzeres l'veis aviyah, but not regarding chayzeres b'shvil b'na. Hanalach perak yesh mutaris, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 9th perak of Masechet Zibamos, and we'll begin the 10th perak, he'isha rabba be'ezra Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, ha'isha shalach b'ayla medina sayam. Bo va'amrula, meis ba'lecha v'nisis, v'achach ba'ayla. A woman whose husband traveled abroad, and she was told meis ba'lecha, that her husband died, upon which she married a second husband, and her first husband subsequently returns. Teitzi mezeu mezeh, she's prohibited to both her first and second husbands. The Mishnah continues with several halachas applicable to this woman, which will be discussed in the following daf. The Mishnah concludes, V'imnisis shaloi b'shus, muteris lach saloi. If she remarried without permission from Beis Din, she's permitted to her first husband. The Gemara explains, shaloi b'shus el be'edim. As Rashi explains, when the Mishnah says nisis shaloi b'shus, it does not mean that she was not allowed to get married. On the contrary, it means that she did not require specific permission to get married because they were shnei edim, two valid witnesses who testified to her husband's death, which is always accepted. Therefore, if he is found to be alive, she may return to him, because regarding the second marriage, she's considered like an anusa, who is muteres labala. Mechlal de reisha b'shus bezdin uve ed echad. Whereas the b'shus bezdin mentioned the reisha means that she was only permitted to get married based on a special dispensation because there was only the testimony of an ed echad, one witness, which is generally not accepted. After an extensive discussion of whether Eid Echad Mehemen Midei Raisa, the Gemara concludes that an Eid Echad is indeed not accepted. The halacha of Eid Echad Nem Bisurin applies only where Lo Yischazik Yisura. The Isra has not been established. However, in our case, it is Yischazik Yisura. Since she is married, and we must apply the halacha of Ein Davar She'Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Therefore, the Gemara in the next daf concludes that allowing her to get married based on the testimony of an Eid Echad is actually midrabanan. Amr b'zera, mitechay meshech martala b'seifa hikaltala b'tchila, or mishmiguna akila b'rabanan. As Rashi explains, achamim were lenient and made a special dispensation in this case of Eidus Isha so that she not remain alone. Combined with the understanding that Isha daika mitzvah, a woman will usually investigate further to be certain that her husband died. In addition, in the event that he turns out to be alive, achamim enacted a severe knas, a penalty that she may not return to him, plus other penalties mentioned in the Mishnah, to serve as an added incentive for her to investigate thoroughly. If he does turn up, it's assumed that she did not investigate adequately, therefore she's penalized. The Gemara of Tzadi Mabez explains that the ability of the Chacham to be matri possible Isra Isha Sishta Iraisa stems from the principle of Manda Mekadesh Aydaita Draban Mekadesh, as we say, Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael. This discussion continues on the next daf.